We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Seems like lately when the team has hit you guys with a big run, you haven't responded. What is behind that?
I don't know.
Can you talk about the lessons you want to take away from this game? Is there anything specific you really want to focus on for tomorrow?
Remaining tough.
Brad talked about just defensively, guys been taking shortcuts. So do you see that, and how do you guys fix things like that at this point in the season, do you feel like?
I don't know. It's up to Brad.
Marcus said that you guys aren't playing together. Is that a fair diagnosis?
I mean, that's Marcus's opinion. So, is it yours? Respect it.
Thank you, Kyrie.
Thanks, Kyrie.
All right, thank you. Yes, have a great day. Enjoy your flight. So, Kyrie Irving, the story of the night, one of the stories of the night, the Celtics just get run off the court in Toronto, and this comes on the heels of losing the other night to the Chicago Bulls. The Celts have now lost three games in a row. They are in the number five spot in the Eastern Conference. Couple of quick takeaways from Kyrie. He did not say much of anything through that was the entire news conference at his locker. Didn't last very long. So I've got the reactions I had, my take from, away from this. You've got the doppelganger and the sourpuss. I used that word earlier. I think it's the proper word here. First of all, the doppelganger. Hearing that in its entirety, and I read the transcript earlier from the Celtics locker room of what Kyrie had to say, but hearing it, this is an exact likeness of LeBron James. Kyrie and LeBron were together. This is this kind of stuff that LeBron James does, which is driving people mad with the Lakers, and Kyrie's using LeBron James' act here with the Celtics the way he deals with the media. Now, to be fair, LeBron is a little more happy-go-lucky, but as far as the ego, that is a doppelganger-like situation. Keep he was not only a basketball player, he sucked for the Celtics tonight. He was 3 of 10 from the floor, had only 7 points, 5 assists. He only played 27 minutes because the game was over early in the third quarter, but as the game was being ripped away from the Celtics in the second and the third quarter, when Toronto outscored Boston by 29 points in the second and the third quarter, did Kyrie do anything in that stretch to stop the typhoon that was taking place? No, he scored 2 points in that stretch. That's it, 2.
I don't know, it's up to Brett.
Yeah, it's up to Brad Stevens. Yeah. Well, the other part of it is the sourpuss, which is, and we, you know, the pecking order in the NBA, the way the NBA hierarchy is set up. Yeah, it's up to Brad Stevens, right? He's the one that's in charge. He's the coach and all that. But the power structure in the NBA, the superstar ball player, they are the ones that have the power of a banker. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the locker room politics and all that, you know, Kyrie, and he's been fighting this battle. Like, he's trying to be the good cop, bad cop. Am I the leader? Am I not the leader? And he continues to have foot and mouth disease. Like, whatever Kyrie says, it sounds angry. It sounds like he's very unhappy and he cannot coexist with the other guys on the team. And he's really annoyed that he has to be associated with these vermin, these reporters that are asking such annoying questions that are below him. How dare you? And he's being antagonized with this and everything. It's like, and even with this, because Kyrie is like a kaleidoscope, the final point, it's like a wild goose chase. You know, he could say, I'm going to stay. not that he's ever going to be a happy-go-lucky, you know, sky is bright, blue skies, sunny, the whole thing. He's never going to be like that, but you can't read Kyrie Irving. It seems like he would love to go play for the Knicks or whoever, the Lakers, anybody. That he is just can't stand it. He's sullen. And yet, I wouldn't put it past Kyrie Irving at the end of the year when he goes back and he does inventory. He says, you know, I can get more money from the Celtics. I can get an extra year from the Celtics, and I'm going to stay.
And actually, he started out that press conference like pretty cordial, and then took a hard turn in the middle. It was what we played was the after his attitude changed.
So it took a downward spiral?
Yeah, it started out because they gave him a few softball questions in the beginning about, you know, moving on to the next game, and he answered it just talking about the next opponent, and then when someone asked him something he didn't like, everything from there on, about the last 50 seconds of it, was just he was not happy anymore.
He was trying to tiptoe around the reporters there. That's what you're supposed to do, right? It's the same thing when you get called in. I've learned this over the years. Like, all radio program directors follow the same playbook. Have you experienced this, Bridget, in your working life here? Like, when you get called into a meeting with a teacher or a boss, they are all trained. They have to start out with a positive, go to a negative. Usually it's two positives, negative, and then finish with a positive.
I can't say I've had a meeting like that.
No?
No.
You've not had it? No, but I'm just like in my career, like when I've got called into the principal's office, usually what they do is like, and it's like, all right, we're going to say something positive. You're doing a really good job. I like this. I like that. And then you deliver the hammer of God, right? You say, you suck. You're terrible. But you do that after you give a couple of positives.
Yeah, they never got back to the positive because he was out.
He said, that's it. I'm done. I smelled a skunk, and I have to leave. I have to get out of here.
That's Marcus Dupain.
it's great. Was he like this when the Cavaliers won the championship and because Draymond Green got suspended and they had that fluke comeback? I don't remember, Kyrie, because it was all LeBron. That's all people interview was LeBron James this, LeBron James that, blah, 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 blah. All right, it's Ben Maller's show, hanging out late night here on Sports Radio WEI. Let's go to Marcel, who's in Brooklyn. And Marcel, I believe he's awake now. Hello, Marcel.
Top of the morning, hashtag Maller Marathon in New England and the nation is finally here, as well as Bridget as well.
Hello, Marcel. Now, you were snoozing earlier. We went to you, Marcel, and we could hear the ambient background noise. everything okay? Everything all right in your world, Marcel? Yes?
It is going to be A-okay. It will be new day tomorrow, but tonight it's going to be absolutely okay.
Okay, Marcel. Very nice. How can we help you, buddy? What do you have on the docket?
All righty. I'm going to break down the Knicks win second straight game with a 108-103 win at Madison Square Garden. The opponent, Orlando Magic. Mitchell Robinson has 17 points and 14 rebounds with 6 blocks.
Now, Marcel, are you reading the box score here? Because I don't want you to read the box score. I want to know your opinion, Marcel, about the game. Did you actually watch the game?
I was.
You did watch the game.
My entire Twitter community is on fire.
Oh, they're on fire. They're so hot. It's an inferno on your Twitter feed, Marcel.
At MarcelMyrick70 is a great place to follow my tweet.
Look at you.
Hashtag Maller Militia.
So, all right. So now I watched part of the Knick game because I'm a glutton for punishment. So if you watched the Knick game, Marcel, what was the turning point in the Knick game? Where was this game decided, Marcel? How did this game turn? Tell me the defining moment of this New York Knicks game.
My defining moment? Oh, yeah. My defining moment is turning things around for our Knickerbockers.
Well, they're not my Knickerbockers. They're your Knickerbockers, but they're not my Knickerbockers. I'm not a Knicks fan. I have no skin in the game. Marcel, I don't think you watched the game, because if you watched the game in the fourth quarter of that game, the Knicks outscored the Magic by 17 points in that game, Marcel. 17 points. You didn't bring that up. That's a bad job by you.
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson has a 6 blocks each. 6 blocks.
Yeah. All right.
And
I got you.
Emmanuel Mudiay had 19 points and 8 rebounds. And
Mudiay. Mudiay.
Emmanuel Mudiay? Yeah. 19 points and 8 rebounds. Alonzo Trier has 18 and 5 rebounds.
I got you.
Going to play at Cleveland on the 28th.
I feel like you're giving the full report here. You're giving all Knicks all the time. You give Marcel 22 minutes, you will get the New York Knickerbocker world.
I do agree that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
All right.
Be sure to follow me on Twitter, everybody, at Marcel Myers.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Go away. All right. Jeez. What the hell? Marcel, when he started calling last year to the other show, he would say Scooby-Dooby-Doo. He'd have all these outrageous things. And now he's just like reading box scores. What's up with that? You know, he's having this creative block, that guy Marcel.
Maybe it was because he's too tired.
That could be. But Bridget, like, I was thinking this guy could be the next Blair in Maine. Like, Marcel in Brooklyn could have Blair in Maine-like ability as a caller.
But, yeah, with the singing and the cheering?
Yeah, like, he would do this, like, Scooby-Dooby-Doo when he called up last year. And he'd do all this nonsense. And now he's tried to become, like, hardcore sports radio caller
guy.
He's
polished. He's getting polished.
No, it sucks. We don't want that. Who wants that? Every other show has those people that call up. Oh, let me just break down the box score, Maller. No, we don't want to do that. Who wants to do that? It's boring.
This show, we take the personalities.
Exactly. We do things a little different around here, right? Come on. We don't do things like that. Marcel, I'm going to have an intervention with you, Marcel. It's a bad job by you. Do better. All right. We'll take some more phone calls if you would like to be part. The number, 617-779-7937, and you can be part of the festivities. We are on Twitter if you want to follow the show, comment that way. The Magic Radio Box, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can chime in via that way. I have more to say about Bob Kraft and his situation. I get a couple of people who were commenting on the story we had about baseball. There's a story out tonight that baseball is willing to give up the pitch clock until the year 2022. To me, that's not even the most interesting part of this. It's something else that baseball behind the scenes is engineering. And it's going to happen. In fact, I'll probably do a full monologue on this later, but I want to bring this up. We'll get to that and also Weed Man's Corner. Benny and the Weed Man. We'll get to that as well. We will do it all, and we will do it next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you're winning, there's no limit to what your fans will let you get away with. Robert Kraft could nuke Boston, and you still have Patriot fans staggering out of the blast zone. They'd be like, this is just fuel for ring number 7, baby!
That was Trevor Noah. I want to point out that before we played that earlier, producer Bridget, did we not get a phone call from a guy earlier that pretty much said similar things to that, right?
I think we've got a lot of calls this week that were just like, oh, this is just, they're being unfair, and this is just going to be fuel. Yeah, we've gotten a few of those.
No, but even like tonight, like in the first hour, I think we had a guy that called up and was like, yeah, you see that? It's us against the world. And I asked the guy, I said, what would it take? What would Bob Kraft have to do? What would Mr. Kraft have to do for you to say, you know what, I'm done? That's it. I am not going to support this.
And he did not answer that question.
Exactly.
He did not have an answer.
Yeah, he gave like a Kyrie Irving. He didn't even answer. He like stormed off with his pouty face and had a hissy fit, and that was it. All right, let's go to the phones right now. Let's say hello to Weed Man Hippie, who's in Miami. He's in the Magic Radio box. Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
I spend my day revolving around this time in the Magic Radio box, Ben, with you.
All right. I'm honored. I am flattered, Weedman. You've been on hold the entire show, Weedman Hippie. You have been hanging out, waiting for this opportunity.
I just want you to know I intend to use two golden tickets in the 2 and 3 o'clock hour tonight. Now, I wasn't Bridget when sports brings life into the conversation so we can talk about things that are meaningful. Now, Bridget, I love you. I care about your happiness. Men are pigs. I apologize for all men, almost all men. There are nice men like me, loyal, loving, kind. Bridget, you make sure that your man that you marry loves you, is kind to you, is not possessive, doesn't own you, doesn't tell you what to do.
What are you doing, Weedman? We're on the air, Weedman. What are you doing?
I'm trying to tell Bridget. There are some men.
Weedman, doesn't Bridget have like a family that could tell her that? Like her, you know?
I'm bringing the highest wisdom. There are some men that will have sex with every hooker, stripper, neighbor, every easy woman. There are some men that will have sex with them.
Now, is that you? Is that you, Weedman?
No,
would you? No, it's not. Have you ever had Weedman? Weedman.
Because Lisa and I had 20 years of the greatest.
I know. All right. I don't need to.
I had friends.
All right. Weedman, calm down. All right. Thank you. You know he's going to call right back, though. You know he's going to, I'm not done. I have more to say.
Yeah, I don't think he got to his ultimate point.
No, he never. The great thing about Weedman is he never gets to the actual ultimate point. He like always dances around it.
There's always a good story in the middle that gets cut off.
Yeah.
Like Quaaludes or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like he told a story one time. He was on some kind of substance and he ended up getting very close and personal with a tree. He told that story. That was very odd. And he just like slips these things in, these anecdotes. He slips in. He's probably still talking right now, doesn't realize he's not on anymore. He's probably still going on and on, ranting and raving like a absolute lunatic that he is. But anyway, all right. So I want to get back to Bob Kraft. I know we're all over the place. We're dancing around. We're doing the dance of sports radio, going from the Celtics to the story with Bob Kraft. So the punishment part of this, okay, the punishment part of this for Bob Kraft, which is interesting, it has been a mix of exasperation and irritation, the people that have followed this story here and the reaction to what happened at the Orchids of Asia Baseball. So a lot of the national pundits have given very strong pointing of the finger at the Patriots and have essentially called for a war tribunal for Bob Kraft. They would like to see the Patriots owner annexed from the entire NFL. They want him gone from the NFL. Essentially, playing the bugle out in front here, the front man, Tony Kornheiser, who called for Kraft's removal as Patriots owner. Some of the other national pundits have also chimed in for varying degrees here of anger and angst. Skip Bayless says that this just further taints the Patriots dynasty. He also called for Roger Goodell to suspend Bob Kraft for the entire 2019 season. And many others have also said that Bob Kraft must be suspended for at least a year, if not multiple years, blah, 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 blah. I want to discuss. And a lot of people can't differentiate between the headline, which at this point has not been backed up with facts about sex trafficking, and just this being a run-of-the-mill prostitution arrest. But the question is, does it make any sense to suspend an owner? Does it make any sense to suspend an owner? And the answer is, of course not. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not 100% going to happen, that Bob Kraft is going to be suspended. Outside of the ultimate Hail Mary, and even if there is a Hail Mary, it doesn't matter. He's still getting suspended. Even if his attorney says, you know what, that loophole thing we talked about earlier in the show, the fruit of the poisonous tree, even if that comes up here and it turns out that that video evidence is inadmissible in court because it was gained through illicit activity, it was obtained illegally, that they screwed up the chain of command, the police getting the search warrant and all that, even if that turns out to be the case, the NFL's still going to suspend Bob Kraft. They're still going to suspend him. But my observations here, you've got the Musk, Einstein, and rock and roll. And we will do a mini Mallard monologue. We're going to tie all this together. Now, number one, if you were really looking to punish the Patriots, suspending Bob Kraft from hanging out in a luxury box with his rich and powerful friends for a handful of games is not going to do that. It's not going to handicap the Patriots franchise. If your motive is to stick it to the Patriots, you're so offended by this, your moral compass is so messed up. If that is your position, suspending Bob Kraft, one of the stupidest things you can do in sports, I know it's going to happen. It's the equivalent of suspending Elon Musk from watching over the factory where they make the Teslas. Because that's essentially what Bob Kraft is doing. He is the overlord of the Patriots. When they're playing football, when they're making football, Bob Kraft sits above the factory of football and watches them make football. Are they also going to ban him from going to practice? Is he not going to be able to call plays for the Patriots? He doesn't call plays. He didn't go to practice that much either. Now, he just writes a check. He stays out of the way, he writes a check, and he goes around and does interviews and gets glory, which I guess he'll cut back on, maybe not. So this is all about optics. The unhinged whack jobs who are demanding a pound of flesh, so the NFL better give it to them. Right? They've got to deliver Bob Kraft on a silver platter. Now, it was dumb. It was dumb to suspend Jim Irsay when he was suspended six games and fined $500,000 a few years ago for his pharmaceutical shenanigans. It's going to be silly when the NFL fines Bob Kraft $500,000. He's worth almost $7 billion. They're going to suspend him for at least six games, likely longer. And it will also be in the ridiculous bag. Number two, Roger Goodell, he has said the commissioner, the judge, jury, and executioner, he has said that owners, management, personnel, and coaches must be held to a higher standard than players. That's his quote. But in terms of owners, what are you going to do? You're going to stop them from writing a check? In many respects, they are above the law. Bob Kraft is the 1% of the 1%. He's one of the 100 richest men or people in America. The rules are different. So my theory is that there's only really two ways to punish an owner, whether it's Robert Kraft, Jim Irsay, or any of these other billionaire boys club guys that get in trouble. All right. The first one would be to go full Donald Sterling, Jerry Richardson, okay, and force them to sell the team. All right, force them to sell the team. Then obviously they don't have the team anymore. Well, that's a blow to the ego and all that. The other thing, if you're not going to force them to sell the team, which I don't think is warranted in this case, you take away draft picks. Because that would mess up the Patriots. We know that Bill Belichick and the people that run the football ops for the Patriots, which is Belichick and his cronies, they need those mid-round picks. They need those picks in the middle of the draft. And so we're talking about a misdemeanor. It's a tawdry misdemeanor. But outside of taking away draft picks for what is essentially a speeding ticket, you're making this high crimes and misdemeanors. The real damage is going to be when someone that works for the police in Palm Beach sells the video for a gazillion, bazillion dollars to TMZ or the dark web, and Harvey Levin puts it up with a TMZ timestamp on it, watermark and all that, the walk of shame is going to be there. You can't acid wash the internet. And even though Robert Kraft is insulated, he's insulated from most of this because of his stature and the circles that he lives in and the people he's around. People are going to watch. You're not going to, no one's, people say, oh, I'm not going to watch. I have no interest in watching the Bob Kraft tape. You're going to watch. Now, the rumor now is that they'll release a version of the tape, but it'll be redacted. Some of it will be redacted, meaning they'll cover up the privates and some of the other stuff. But it's that old quote about, you know, Albert Einstein, who said the important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. We are curious by human nature. Okay, we're curious by human nature. Now, the final point on this. As for the idea that this tarnishes the Patriots and everything the Patriots have done the last 20 years, I'm going to push back on that. Now, my belief is that certainly it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing that you figure you're worth billions of dollars. And if you have this itch to scratch, there are other ways to go about it. From what I've been told, there are plenty of beautiful people, even women, that would be willing to spend some quality time with Bob Kraft. It would cost him a little bit more money. Cost him a little bit more money, but they'd be willing to do that. 20 years from now, or 30 years from now, when they do, if this ever ends, what the Patriots have been doing in the 2000s, when they do the story, they put the documentary up, this just adds another layer of intrigue. This actually ends up enhancing the story. You've got this vintage of the Patriots, 6 championships, 9 Super Bowls, and counting. You have all of it. You've got sex, drugs, murder, rock and roll. You got everything. Spygate, Deflategate, Prostitutiongate, Aaron Hernandez, murder, drugs that he was doing, unsavory characters. Bob Kraft at that now notorious day spa in Florida at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa doing his thing. You've got cameo appearances from characters like, go down the list, Ocho Cinco, Tim Tebow, Randy Moss. The rock and roll, you've got Bon Jovi hanging out with Belichick. Think of what NFL Films, they're going to have to shut that place down. The documentary they can come up with for the wild roller coaster ride that has been the Patriots over the last 20 years. And this is just another part of it. That's it. I mean, you put it all together and you're going to, it writes itself. What's next? What's going to happen next? We'll find out. All right, it's Ben Maller and you were hanging out. We'll maybe slip in some more of these phone calls. Possibly do that. I want to get back to that story from baseball because there's a story out tonight that baseball is considering shelving the pitch clock, which they were going to implement in 2019. They're going to push it back a couple of years, but they're going to make some other demands from the players' union. They've already made those demands. There's something else that's going on of a nefarious nature behind the scenes involving baseball. We'll get to that. This is very interesting. We'll do it, and we will do it next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so this is a wild story. This is a wild story. Major League Baseball is going all in on advanced technology. You know what people have said over the years? You know what baseball needs? They need robots. They need umpires that are robots. Actual robot technology. They need. Well, they are actually working to get to that particular point. There's a report out today. This is a wild story here. That Major League Baseball has made a deal with one of the independent leagues, the Atlantic League, and they are planning in the next, I think it's a multi-year agreement from what I read here earlier. And they're going to have in that league, they're going to have computers call balls and strikes. They're testing out the technology, and eventually the plan is, if it works, to eventually bring that technology to Major League Baseball. Forget whoever your favorite umpire is or your least favorite umpire. The plan is to bring that technology to Big League Baseball. Imagine that. Go to a game at Fenway and there's no home plate umpire. I don't know what you do with calling the play at home plate. I guess you'd have to go to instant replay and all that, but they are testing robot umpires. And they're also talking about a deeper pitching mound. This is in the Atlantic League. If this goes well, they're going to bring some of this stuff to Major League Baseball. Let's go to the phones. And Ed, listening on the radio.com app in Oceanside. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, Ben. Hey, with this whole Bob Kraft situation, I thought of a perfect solution. Remember the old actor Hugh Grant?
Hey, by the way, Ed, hold on a second. You're not in Oceanside, Ed. Why'd you say you were in Oceanside?
Just to help your audience and get sponsorship.
This is Ed in Tacoma. Or not Tacoma, Spokane. I was close.
For the worst caller of the year in the Benny Awards.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm very proud of that.
All right, thank you, Ed. All right, thank you. On that note. See, I was bamboozled. I was hoodwinked by Ed in Spokane. I thought that was somebody else. I got a guy named Ed, one of my guys in San Diego area, but he didn't call up. It's a bad job by him. I was fooled. How dare you? All right, thanks to Bridget. We'll put the baby to bed. Thanks to Bridget. Good job by you, Bridget. Appreciate your help tonight. You put up with Weed Man, which is never an easy experience. Just think, you don't have to worry about Weed Man. You get to move away from Weed Man. I got to deal with like seven or four more hours of Weed Man on the overnight.
You're going to take his call on Fox?
He's going to harass me. Well, the problem is he won a couple of awards, so he has a chance to get on the air right away. So I know he's going to be the first call. It's going to be a nightmare.
Maybe I can hear the end of his advice that he was giving me on that show.
Oh, yeah. He's giving you fatherly advice. You really need fatherly advice as a young lady from a guy named Weed Man Hippie. That's very important. Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Bridget. Good job by you. Thanks to everyone that called here. A lot of people on the magical Twitter machine helping out as well. I do have the overnight. The Maller Marathon for me continues over on Fox later on. But keep it locked right here on Sports Radio WEI. Have a good night.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.